Here it is!
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this week, still in a movie, me, still putting on the radio, a show of recent highlights for your listening pleasure, but first, news of Musk love. The U.S. National Labor Relations Board has challenged SpaceX's severance agreements, alleging the paperwork unlawfully limits what staff can say and do once they leave Elon Musk's rocket maker. The complaint filed this week by an NLRB regional director for Seattle says SpaceX requires its former workers to not disclose the terms of the severance agreement, not disparage SpaceX, its employees, directors, officers, shareholders, or agents. SpaceX has an agent. Not to voluntarily assist any litigation against the company, if compelled to do so, to notify SpaceX. Those requirements, depending on how they're worded, are potential no-nos right now in the United States. That language from the British tech journal, The Register. SpaceX in January sued the labor watchdog in a Texas court, California is where SpaceX is based, claiming the government agency, the NLRB, had interfered with its constitutional rights. That's one day after the agency filed a complaint against SpaceX's dismissal of several workers who criticized, guess who, Elon Musk, and other alleged unfair labor practices. The court has yet to decide whether California or Texas is the proper venue. The space biz is one of several that have bitten the regulatory watchdog recently. Trader Joe's, represented by the same law firm, has also challenged the constitutionality of the NLRB in an effort to fight labor law enforcement. SpaceX requires employees to unusual terms related to their stock awards, which have a chilling effect on staff. That's according to sources and internal documents viewed by TechCrunch. It includes a provision that allows SpaceX the right to purchase back vested shares that were given to employees within a six-month period following an employee leaving the company for any reason. SpaceX also gives itself the right to ban past and present employees from participating in tender offers if they're deemed to have committed an act of dishonesty against the company or to have violated written company policies, among other reasons. If SpaceX bars an employee from selling stock in the tender office, the person would have to wait until SpaceX goes public to realize cash from the shares, and that's unclear when it will happen, if it ever does. And two investment advisors have reached settlements with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for allegedly exaggerating their use of AI. In both cases, AI was purported to be cornerstones of their offerings. Canada-based Delphia and where'd the Philly go? And San Francisco-headquartered Global Predictions will cough up $225K and $175K, respectively, for telling clients that their products used AI to improve forecasts. The financial watchdog said both were engaging in, get this, AI washing, a term used to describe the embellishment of machine learning capabilities. We've seen time and time again, this is a quote, that when new technologies come along, they can create buzz from investors as well as false claims by those purporting to use those new technology, said SEC Chairman Gary Gensler. Delphia and Global Predictions marketed to their clients and prospective clients that they were using AI in certain ways when, in fact, they were not, unquote. Delphia claimed its system utilized AI and machine learning to incorporate client data, a statement the SEC said it found to be false. Global Predictions made several AI claims, such as being the first regulated AI financial advisor, but when asked by the SEC to prove those claims, quote, it could not produce documents to that end, unquote. And in a related story, an apology of the week, Lego is addressing concerns following the discovery that AI-generated artwork for its toy line called Ninjago inadvertently included elements of intellectual property for which it didn't hold a license. The company said that wouldn't happen again and apologized. No AI involved, and hello, welcome to the show. We are connected on via the network line to wherever it is that President Trump is today. But he's apparently having another press gaggle, as it's called right now. And I'm told he's being asked about reports that he called Rush Limbaugh after the radio broadcaster made derogatory comments about Pete Buttigieg. So let's join the president right now.
What do you think about that? I did call Rush Limbaugh. So that part is true, but that was a leak. Leaks are killing this country. They're worse than China. But I told Rush the attacks on him were so unfair, and I told him what Roy Cohn told me a long time ago in New York. All the media were against me even then. He told me, don't ever apologize. He also told me, get to know the concrete workers. They can be your best friends. That's why the working people still love Trump. I told Rush something else Roy told me, which is the doctors lie all the time. He said AIDS is a hoax. For all we know, there may be a cancer hoax, too. You'd have to be a math teacher or something to count all the hoaxes we have in this country today. I told him, I don't know if he even does this anymore. I wish I had more time to listen to him. I've got all this cable to watch. But I said to him, Rush, I'm sending you a great big ditto or a mimeo or even a fax, whatever it was. And then his commercial break was over. He had to go back on. And to tell you the truth, I had a lot more disloyal people to fire.
All right, we'll rejoin that gaggle if he's making any more news. But right now, the show continues. You know that the United States is sending troops back to Afghanistan to help get the troops that were withdrawing from Afghanistan out of there safely. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction has unburdened himself of some thoughts at this juncture. He cautioned part of the problem with setting up Afghanistan for success hinged on Washington's refusal over almost 20 years to plan for long-term success. That, unfortunately, is a problem not just with Afghanistan, he said. I think you find it in other countries where we've gone in. Harsh, wouldn't you say? That's how it looks from here. How does it look from over there?
From Afghanistan Public Radio, where the wine club is closing, we're drinking what's left.
From the abandoned American television truck in downtown Kabul, being disassembled as we speak, I'm Mahmoud.
And I'm Hamid. We're scrim and scram. They're getting the heck out of here, brothers. Welcome to a very late stage edition of Karzai Talk.
Today's program comes to you with the assistance of the Taliban Foundation, where the future is today.
Welcoming our new sponsor. Mm-hmm. And well, my younger brother, it's truly a week to ponder the pace of change.
True words have never been read off a script by my younger brother. I'll say this. With the Taliban taking one provincial capital after another, there's never been a better week to be a seller of Toyota off-road vehicles.
Good week to be a buyer, too. Any Tundra you don't sell in the next 2 weeks is going to end up as a Taliban tank.
I should say, my brother and I have to apologize for any noise in the background on today's program.
Yes, they're stripping our studio for parts. And, yes, it's a good idea not to ask who they are. Hello, you're on Kazai Talk.
Hello, this is Ashraf, a long-time president of Afghanistan. I think I've called before. My files have been biked away. So.
Ashraf, President Ghani, of course we know who you are.
As my younger brother used to describe you, sir, you're the one who still believe the surge didn't refer to COVID.
Well, I wish I had the luxury at this moment of fake laughter, but given our background of mutual acrimony, I wouldn't be calling if this weren't an existential emergency.
Well, my esteemed successor, our airwaves are yours for as long as they're ours.
Well, I must admit I don't listen every day.
Join the club.
Or really any day.
Join the club.
But I'm sure you've long since made plans for, shall we say, strategic relocation if and when the time came or comes.
Sure, no need to hash this all out where anybody could hear it.
And nobody does.
You never know. This could end up in a time capsule.
Its best chance at an audience is if Elon Musk blasts it to Mars.
Mr. President, good luck. And thanks for the call.
He sounded just a bit terrified.
I haven't heard him so frightened since Dick Cheney invited him to go hunting. Hello, you're on Karzai Talk.
Hello, this is Margot at Taliban Central. This is a special VIP advisory that your location is targeted for attack next Thursday, August 12th, sometime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Your local cable provider can give you less specific details. I cannot take your feedback. I'm late for my burqa fitting. Goodbye.
Well, you can't say the Americans didn't influence our culture in the 2 decades they were here. Hello, you're on Karzai Talk.
Hey, Hamheed, it's George W. calling you from the ranch. Long-time ex-president, second-time caller. That's for memory. All the files are locked up for 50 years. That was Cheney's idea.
Mr. President, this is Mahmoud. Thank you for calling, sir.
That's it?
Sir, it's Hamid. Please go on.
Well, thanks to someone. Look, I gotta say, nobody feels worse than I do about how all this worked out. We got attacked by the evildoers. We had to strike back, or everybody in the world would think that they could just knock down our big buildings and that, pardon the expression, that blows a big hole in the old economy. So,
sir, this is Mahmoud again.
Hey, Laura says hi.
Sir, I think what rankles us a little bit on this side of the Hindu Kush is that after just 2 years of our war, you pulled out a lot of troops and resources out of here to go do another war.
Hey, good point, Mama Duda. We were just so impressed with how much good progress you people were making. We thought, okay, onward, next. Nobody said it was going to be a quagmire or even said what that was. I mean, nobody in their right mind's eye saw this as a 20-year kind of deal, but, I mean, a heck of a lot of American money flowed your way. You guys must be doing okay, right?
Sir, we are seriously discussing leaving our homeland in the very near future.
Well, sure, they tell me you can get so much more house for the buck in Tajikistan. But look, anyway, fellas, especially you, Hamdeed, I just want you to know how sorry I am about how it all turned out, so I'm sending you a little something as soon as you have a new address. You let me know. We'll slap in the good old U.S. mail. Or if there's Afghan mail.
Sir, if I may ask, what is this gift?
I did a painting of your brother, the former president, in the tub. That's kind of my thing now. The critics say I'm in my tub period.
Well, I very much look forward to it, sir, and I shall hang it above my actual tub. But now I'm sorry to you. We're out of time.
Okay, well, Laura still says hello.
And my brother says thanks for the call.
We had help today from Taliban Moving and Storage. More moving, less storage.
Legal services for cars. I talk from the law firm of Ketchum & Newcomb. Just another 30 seconds.
Looking forward to opening a liquor store in Huntington Beach, California. I'm Hamid.
And I'm Mahmoud.
Goodbye from Cars I Talk. This is APR, Afghanistan Public Radio.
The Army says it's all gotta go. The Afghans say it can't leave. And I say, saving bucks starts here. Hi, I'm B-Rock, with the greatest money-saving deals since the Indians sold Manhattan. Ever wanted to own a partially armored Humvee of your very own? And ever wondered how you could do it without paying Pentagon prices? The answer is as close as B-Rock's Afghan Closeout Blowout. And not just vehicles. This event is putting on sale for the first time and for the last time until the next time. The biggest sale of military and outdoor gear since Custer said uncle. How about your own war room? Thousands of square feet for you to strategize your next big move or just to watch the big game in hyper-secure comfort. The price? Too low to mention on the air. Too low to mention even on an encrypted phone line. But time's running short, and we've got to move an entire war's worth of gear. Our loss is your gain. Although, since we're you, it's your loss, too. It's all here waiting for you. State-of-the-art communications equipment, barracks-grade cooking supplies, enough uniforms to supply an invading force of your own, anti-insurgent spray, Afghan English e-dictionaries. All you do is charge it, and then you pick it up and pocket the savings. Not with the U.S. government transported this stuff back home. It might cost double or triple what you'll pay at B-Rock's Afghan Closeout Blowout. And your credit? We've already got your credit report on our health insurance computer, so you're ready to rock and roll. The B-Rock way. But don't take my word for it. Listen to this general who works for me.
Whether you're looking for camo or ammo, fixed wing or rotor, the only thing better than our guarantee would be a certificate of victory. Heck, I'd love to buy some of this gear for myself, but the Afghans won't let me. They're crazy.
And you don't have to go to some showroom or warehouse. It's all online at BRock.gov. Every night scope, every canteen, every up-armored bribe bag. The ones Army scientists developed for paying off warlords. It's like a strong box in a sack. And they're not just at rock-bottom prices. They're at B-Rock-bottom prices. But these savings won't last forever. Eventually, the sun's gonna die. So log on, click through, and agree to the terms of use without reading them. B-Rock's Afghan Closeout Blowout. The best way to wind down a weekend and a war.
Hi, it's The Entrepod, the podcast for would-be entrepreneurs and anybody who wants to be one. Presented by our friends at Blogus. They're the people who say you don't have to be an entrepreneur to be an entrepreneur coach. Get more information at blogus.com or download the app, and then find out why you did. Well, I'm Adam Buchholz, and you may notice that the podcast sounds a little different. It's because we're not in my parents' living room today. We're in my dad's car parked on a side street here in Austin, Texas, where South by Southwest is fully swung right about now. And my guest today is a longtime disruptor who's about to take social media back to the future in a big way. He's Danny Grifton. Danny, welcome to the Entrepod.
Cool car, Adam.
Thanks.
What is this, a Corolla?
It's a Sentra, dude.
Hey, Dad, get your own podcast.
Get your own car.
He's kidding. So, Danny, it says here in your deck, you're not a disruptor. You're a re-disruptor. What the heck does that mean?
Well, to break it down to an oral PowerPoint, when a disruptive technology has been de-disrupted either by legal or market forces, My team goes in to see whether its disruption can be revived.
Wow. Are you the guys that kept MySpace going for like years after we thought it was dead?
No, that's another team. And it's still going.
Wow. I better update my page.
But our new product is much bigger than that even.
Like they say, go big or go home, right?
Well, I do go home at night, but so...
So we all saw that Facebook is doing a pivot to private encrypted communications among or between... You know, I never understood why we had two words for that. It's members, which is like everybody.
Right. Mr. Zuckerberg, whom I greatly respect, I mean, he invented the whole idea of the social network as like what I call Datazilla. He's now in trouble with governments and users over ad targeting and data leasing. And so, you know, he decided to give up and become like a giant Snap where everything's encrypted and it disappears real fast. Uh-huh. And I think he's opened up a big space there.
Not a MySpace, though.
No. We're betting that despite the trouble, a lot of people like Facebook just the way it is, and they might not want to follow his pivot. So we're developing a service that basically redisrupts the ad and message and social worlds, just like the original Facebook did.
Cool. So, like, people could just switch over and it would be like the same as it was?
That's the concept. Oh. We've flash hired some of the Facebook tech team, obviously. A lot of the tech is protected by patents or other non-disclosure stuff. So we've also hired some Chinese guys to help out.
With, like, what, the food?
No. The Chinese have already reverse-engineered Facebook, and their patents don't apply here. So, you know, it's like fire.
Wow, that sounds super awesome. Mm-hmm. Does this service have a name yet?
Yeah. First thing we worked on last Wednesday, all hands, all-nighter. We wanted something that sounded like Facebook, but wouldn't get our asses sued, and our lawyers just gave us the green light. So we're announcing it here at South By.
Wow. Do we get to hear the name?
Sure. It's called Bookface. It reminds you of Facebook, but it's far enough away.
It's backwards, right?
Kinda. It'll go live as soon as Facebook's pivot does.
Oh, you don't want to be competing with the original.
Totally.
Danny Grifton, thanks for joining us today on the Entrepod, and good luck with Bookface. Till next time, I'm Adam Buchholz saying, so long from my dad's car.
Yeah! We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, from New Orleans, Louisiana, home of this continent's finest carnival, I think. I'm Harry Shearer, welcome you to this edition of the show. They had a partnership that lasted for more than 40 years. The name of the team was Bob and Ray, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Ray passed away several years ago, and Bob passed away this week. I ran into them first. I'd put myself to sleep with my transistor radio listening to them night after night when I was a kid. And then when I was 18 years old, I went to New York City to work, yes, in an advertising agency. Imagine that. Think of the possibilities. And one of the things that I got to do, Bob and Ray, in addition to doing this radio comedy and later years a stage show and many, many appearances on The Tonight Show, they had an advertising business. They did commercials, characters, amusing characters of commercials. And probably their most famous campaign, at least in New York City, was for a beer called Piel's Beer, P-I-E-L, you know, one of the German brewers. And they did television commercials, they were animated characters that they voiced, but they also did radio commercials. And I was given the task of writing some of the radio commercials that summer that I worked at the advertising agency. And so I found myself at the age of 18 producing a recording session with these guys that I had spent my childhood idolizing, which was a thrilling experience, needless to say. And then some years later, I just was able to sit in on their radio program and watch the magic happen. Anyway, we lost Bob Elliott this week. Here is one of the classic pieces from Bob and Ray on the radio.
Hello again, ladies. We're sitting in Aunt Penny's delightful sunlit kitchen, ready for another delightful true-to-life story from Aunt Penny herself, who's just made some gingerbread. Aunt Penny, that looks delicious.
Well, you can just bet it is. And hello, everyone. Doesn't that look good, then?
I'll bet this is made with creamy, digestible chicken fat, Aunt Penny.
You bet it is. All my cooking and baking, I always use chicken fat because I find it so digestible. It just sits in your stomach like a commemorative half-dollar piece.
Well, I'm going to have a sample of it, Aunt Penny, while you get to today's true-to-life story.
But I don't eat too much, Danny. It'll kill your appetite.
I won't, Aunt Penny.
Now then, ladies.
Do you mind if I raise the shade just a little bit? There seems to be too much sunlight here in your sunlit kitchen.
Well, would you please? Now then, the story I thought I'd tell you today is a story about...
How's that for you, Aunt Penny? Enough sunlight?
That's fine, Danny, although there's maybe a little too much coming in there. If you could just close the Venetian blinds, just a tiny, tiny bit.
There, that's just about perfect.
Yes, that's fine. Story of Mr. and Ms. Edward Bullock. Mr. and Ms. Bullock.
Wait just a minute. Let me go over and fix the shade there. It flew up.
It did. Why don't you leave things alone, Danny?
Now, there it is, Aunt Penny. I'll just tack the corner of it here so it won't fly up again.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Bullock lived in a small town.
You got a hammer, Aunt Penny?
What?
Have you a hammer so I can tack this?
Oh, Danny, I can't tell stories if you're going to be running around the room like this.
Well, I just want to get the room.
Breaking the window. You've torn the shade down. And I've had a... Here's a hammer.
Thank you, Aunt Penny.
Now, no more, please. It's too quiet. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Bullock. Oh, my word, Danny. What with all the carrying on, I'm afraid I don't have time for the story of Miss Bullock.
Oh, dear.
But you ladies remember now to do all your cooking with chicken fat. It's so digestible and so good that you'll have the fluffiest cakes and the nicest pie crusts you ever thought possible.
I'm going to help myself to some more gingerbread, Aunt Penny, if you don't mind.
My word, you're a flannel mouth, Danny. Great Scott.
Well, you're not going to leave our story there, are you?
Well, I have to. I have to leave. Between all the talk about chicken fat and your breaking the window and tearing down the shade, I haven't had time to tell the story.
Well, I'm sorry, ladies, but Aunt Penny will be back again soon to continue the story of Mr. and Mrs. Bullock.
Oh, my word.
I know it's an exciting one. Goodbye, Aunt Penny.
Bye.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm told that we're, question has just been asked of President Trump is still on the tarmac, and it's just been asked a question, follow-up to his criticism at a rally this week of the Academy Award being given to Parasite, a South Korean movie. So let's listen in.
Well, quiet, quiet. You, quiet. I did slam the Oscars for giving the best picture to that Korean film with the crawl on the bottom. You know, I don't need the news or the stocks when I'm watching a movie. I just want to hear what they're saying. And then who gets best foreign film? Some movie made in Brooklyn? You know, it's Hollywood. They like to get everything mixed up. Men, women, countries. And they also nominated this movie, Harriet, for something. Best song, best sound. They got so many awards. That's how the Emmys went down the tubes. So, Harriet, can't we go back to when you didn't erase Ozzy from the whole picture? You know, it's nice for David and Ricky to see their dad just erased like that. I will tell you this. Ozzy and Harriet was never a movie, but it's not such a big deal to edit a few episodes together. I know a little bit of something about that. But no, now it's just Harriet, because what, we don't need Ozzy's, right? That's a great message for the young people. Don't forget, Hollywood's a swamp too, believe me.
From New Orleans, Louisiana, this is Le Show.
Open up the window, see the AC, free from the grips of the humidity. Time to trade your shorts for jeans. It's autumn in New Orleans. Just like the springtime without the bugs. Breeze is as gentle as grandma's hugs. Streets start filling up with tourists and teens. Autumn in New Orleans. Start ballin', duck blinds callin', darkness make a swift return. Ghosts to a romancing, and you start dancing. Soon enough the fine fires burn. So goodbye to grilling, indoors is willing. Fix up a mess of red beans. Welcome back to autumn to old New Orleans. Old New Orleans.
And now we get to President Trump. The president's office, in lieu of a daily schedule, has issued exactly the same verbiage for about the past week and a half. The president will make a lot of calls and have a lot of meetings today. It's not the exact verbiage, but that is the essence of it. We know that he's met, among the people that he's met with, of course, the MyPillow guy last week. He's meeting, apparently, with Rudy Giuliani again. Maybe the only lawyer that will meet with him at this point in time, or that he'll meet with. And while the White House staff clears out their stuff, there are reports from those who are still allowed in that it is an empty and spooky place. President, President is still in his place, in that place of his. The staff, of course, a lot of people now admitting that they were trying to let him experience the five stages of grief, just wading through it, but now lamenting that he seems stuck in the first one, denial.
First time in my life, I don't want to look in the mirror, 'cause I'd see the end of a truly gold leaf era. Like getting my legend written up by a stone cold fake newser. But the winning doesn't end when you're the world's greatest loser. Dad would be so proud of the way I wore the crown and the every day and night fight I put up against stepping down. No one can say it wasn't a kick-ass Lollapalooza, and the winning doesn't end when you're the world's greatest loser. Loser. You know I fought so long and so hard against the fate that I feared. But now I know Al Gore was right. I'm gonna try and grow a beard. You know I'll miss the attention. You know I'll miss the power. You know I'll miss the ribeyes sautéed in spicy flour. I'm gonna prove that a beggar can still be a chooser. The winning just keeps going when you're the world's greatest loser. Loser.
You probably saw this, at least in passing. A New York court has suspended Rudy Giuliani's New York State law license. The court concluded he made, quote, demonstrably false and misleading statements, unquote, in his effort to reverse the results of the 2020 election to try to swing it to Trump. Sorry, ex-president. Giuliani represented Trump as his personal attorney, of course. He and a legal team that laid out sprawling and unsupported allegations of a conspiracy among Democratic officials and foreign governments to steal the election, according to the Wall Street Journal, reporting on the court. These false statements, says the court, were made to improperly bolster Giuliani's narrative that the election was stolen from his client. This is the New York Appellate Division, in an order based on the findings of a continuing investigation by the Attorney Grievance Committee. Quote, this is not a situation where the uncontroverted misconduct consisted of only a few isolated incidents, said the court. He can fight the decision in upcoming disciplinary proceedings, which could take several months or years, and may eventually lead to his disbarment or a suspension. His lawyers disagreed. How about that? But Giuliani has plans to proceed in a different way.
Regular lawyers said I didn't have a case when my car plowed into a city garbage truck. But Rudy got me a new car and an apology letter, too. Who does that?
Rudy do.
My husband's divorce lawyer was much smarter than mine. But Rudy knew how to put the fear of the Lord into my husband's attorney big time.
Rudy do.
Hi, I'm Rudy. You know, lawyers are great. I was one myself. But sometimes you just need something else. Something more. Something that other lawyers fear. You need me.
Giuliani & Giuliani is the firm to call when normal lawyers just can't get it done. Rudy's been there when the big deals go down, and he can make them go down for you. All the way down. With years of experience as the fixer's fixer, Rudy's the guy the big shots call when just a lawyer isn't enough. Just a lawyer can't threaten a judge, but Rudy do. Just a lawyer can't silence opposition witnesses, but Rudy do. Just a lawyer can't break the rules, but rules are made to be broken, and Rudy do. Giuliani & Giuliani offers you double protection. Rudy's son, Andrew, is still a practicing lawyer.
So when it comes to filing motions or other important documents, practice makes perfect.
But when just a lawyer is not enough, Rudy knows how the big guys get persuaded.
And it's not with briefs.
So when you've got a case regular non-disbarred lawyers say isn't a case, call 1-800-RUDY, D-O-O. The extra O is for extra ouch. Nobody else would say that in a commercial, but Rudy do.
Giuliani & Giuliani is not licensed to practice law, and that's the way we like it.
I grew up listening to the comedy of Bob and Ray, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. It was sort of game-changing. They were the, I think it's safe to say that they invented the modern radio comedy team. Sometimes they improvised. Sometimes their material was scripted, so you couldn't classify them as one or the other. Not guys who stood up in front of an audience in a large studio, but two fellows, in this case, who just sat in a radio studio with maybe an engineer or a producer and developed a much more intimate style of comedy as a result.
Next, Wayside Doctor. Now, once again, we present Wayside Doctor, a story with medical overtones set in the lush beauty of Honolulu, starring Simpleton Ferg as Dr. David Mugu, Hawaiian Eye, ear, nose, and throat man. Dr. Mugu is back at work at Papuli General Hospital, and in his office, it's shortly before 10 in the morning now, as we join him at Akbar Mai Tai.
Well, I just removed a rose tattoo from a gentleman.
Oh,
and on his upper arm here.
You find that this is satisfying work for you, Doctor?
I think I'm going to specialize in tattoo removing, and, of course, by appointment only, too.
Well, that makes it more professional looking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go out and look around for any luau's to be inspected.
What's that you got on your desk there?
Oh, that's a pineapple. I was just having my breakfast.
Oh, what did you say?
A pineapple.
Pineapple? Is this a type of apple that grows on a pine tree?
No. It's shaped a little like a pine cone, only different. But it grows close to the ground.
It's not edible, I don't suppose, eh?
Oh, it's delicious. Here, let me cut you a little slice.
Really? You can eat this?
Oh, it's one of our native fruits here in Hawaii.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Try that.
It's growing a tree or a bush?
No, a little low bush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me have it.
That is succulent,
delicious,
isn't it?
Yes, it's hard to describe.
Well, it's tart, and yet it's sweet and juicy, and I'm surprised you haven't tried it before. They can this, you know.
They what?
They can. They mechanically take the outer cover off, and then they slice the pineapple, or they make chunks out of it.
Hey, you know, I was thinking as I just ate that small piece of pineapple that would be delicious sitting right in the middle of a ham steak.
That's a great thing to do with it. Also, you can make juice out of pineapple and drink it, you see. Yes, pineapple juice.
Wow, this is it classified as a fruit, you say?
Yes.
As a vegetable?
Doctor, I can't understand. You were born and brought up here in Honolulu, and yet you've never tried the pineapple before?
Where did they get the name apple? It doesn't look anything like an apple.
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
And it's not on a pine tree either, is it?
No.
Pineapple. Pineapple. And people eat it, eh?
Oh, they sell thousands of them every day.
Well, I never cease to be amazed. Always something new. Always something to learn. That's the fun of living, I guess.
So we leave Dr. Mugu as he philosophizes at Papuli General Hospital. Be sure and join us on Monday when we'll hear him expostulate.
How do you spell it now? P-I-N-E-A, and then what is it?
That's Monday in the next exciting episode of Wayside Doctor, starring Simpleton Ferg.
I'm George Santos, and take it from me, nothing's more fun than a bouncy, almost purebred puppy. And now you can take it from me, literally. Puppies of Distinction is my new company, founded from the ground up to bring you the funnest pups at rock-bottom prices. Just think, an almost purebred German Shepherd puppy, fluffy and playful, for the price of an ordinary, boring mutt. And you don't have to worry or wonder. Your pup is certified by the DeVolder Kennel Club, my very own mark of quality and purity. You know, some breeders deliver pups shot through and through with mystery medications, but at Puppies of Distinction, we believe nobody knows better than the pup's new owner. So what shots they get is totally up to you. And when you buy from me, you know the benefits of the famous Santos Guarantee. Up to 90% of our pups arrive totally alive. Plus, you can pay for your pup with credit cards, checks, even crypto. If I can use it, so can you. So if you've got a kid who would love a pup, they don't have to wait for Santa when you can buy today from Santos. George, that is, where the pups are as good as my word.
Skipping down the streets of the capital city, plugging her AC into sleepy DC. Sweetly recommending swapping out precedents, beaming her sunshine for a few to see. Ginny, Ginny, no one can say no to her smile. Just a pinch of her magic will convince you of her skinny. No laws can shut down her style. Making the case to her best friend just might help the big court to bend. You never know where she'll pop up next, in an email, a tweet, or a personal text. Ginny, Ginny, an outsider who's way inside. So sincere, but so very spinny. Don't forget the power of the bride. Ginny, Ginny, the committee is about to bring her out. Making way for a new constitution. She's a Thomas who never has a doubt.
Finally, a couple notes from News of the Warm. The loss of Arctic sea ice. That Arctic may start to see its first ice-free days within the current decade. As many as 10 years earlier than previous predictions, according to a study published in the journal Nature Reviews Earth and Environment. By mid-century, the Arctic could see consistent ice-free conditions in September, the month when sea ice concentrations are typically at their minimum, the study found. Consequences of such a change are not yet fully understood. Considerable effects on ecological systems, wildlife, local and global climates are likely. And now you can bet on it. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this week's edition of the show. The program returns next week at the same time, on the same radio stations, and on your audio device of choice whenever you want it. Hope you can join us then, and by us, I mean me. The email address for this program, your chance to get Cars I Talk t-shirts, and the playlist of music heard here, all, plus much, much more at harryshearer.com. Tip it to Le Show Chapeau, to the San Diego desk, to Pam Halstead, and to Thomas Walsh at WWNO New Orleans for help with this particular edition of this particular program. The show was produced and edited by Tom Roach. The show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of WWNO New Orleans, flagship station of the Change is Easy radio network. So long from the Crescent City.